Alright, so I haven't done this sort of audio in a while. I usually put a little bit of planning into what I post. But, as it just so happens, I'm really fucking horny today. And, like, to the point where that's the only thing on my mind all day. And I do apologize, I have a space heater on in the background. Because that's just how it is. I'm so fucking horny that I just decided to go to bed early just to fucking lay in the dark and fap. I have some toys. I have two wands, but I'm not in the mood for those. They work too fast. They're like an efficiency sort of thing. Like, if you just get off really quickly and then get on and do your business, you use those. But I know that I am fucking wet because I've been teasing myself all day. Like, mentally, you know. Listening to audios and exchanging texts with people and stuff. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. I'm in a very submissive sort of place right now. This is too much to ask just to fucking be thrown on the bed. Like, that's what I want. I just want to be, like, thrown on the bed and dominated. That's all I want. I just want, like, to connect with someone and fuck. So I'm thinking, how's this gonna go? All right. I know. We just started dating, right? We've only been on a couple dates. But I have this thing where when I first meet people, I either scare them away forever or they love me. So there's really nothing in between. It's very polarizing. So we've been on two dates. Say three. Like, we met for ice cream. Or probably coffee. We met for coffee. And we've been on two dates, and I'm waiting for you to text me or call me so we can go on our third date, right? I mean, things are going well, I thought. So what the fuck? Why haven't you texted me? Why? What the fuck's going on? So I decide to sneak to your house, and I notice that your door's unlocked. Okay, your door's not unlocked, but you hid the key underneath the turtle on your porch. I mean, you obviously put that there for me to find, right? Yeah, totally. So, naturally, I let myself in. The lights aren't on, you're not home, your car's not out there. I'm just gonna wait for you. And the thing is, I'm not a stalker. I don't ever do things like this. Seriously. I'm not gonna, like, look through your cabinets or something. I'm just, you know, gonna wait for you. Because, I mean, I think I'm your girlfriend by now, right? And we've talked about the future. We haven't had sex yet, but what the fuck, right? We're going to. That's what the third date is for. Or is it fifth? I can never remember. Third. Okay. I'm gonna look for your bedroom. Yeah, I'm gonna look for your bedroom and lay on your bed and wait. Is that okay? Okay. Ah, there it is. The bed is made. You get 100 points. You fucking made your bed. Wow. Yes, I clearly paused to fiddle with your thermostat and stop the space heater. Oh, so I found your bed. You made it. Too bad it's just gonna get all messed up. Oh, wait. You know, before I lay on your bed, I wonder if I should... Let's see your drawers here. Oh, I see some white shirts here. I love those plain white t-shirts. Undershirts, whatever they're called. I wonder if it... Oh my gosh, it does. It smells like you. Fuck, that's hot. I'm gonna put this on. I'm gonna take my shirt off and... Now I can smell like you. God, it smells so good. So manly. When are you coming home? Like, if I came home and found you in my bed, I would be so flattered. Come on. That's like the most flattering thing ever. Wouldn't you say? I think so. Well, don't really feel like watching TV. I'm just gonna lay here and think about you. And smell your shirt. I've got a new nighty. Oh, this is great. You're gonna be so happy and surprised to see me sitting on your bed. Wearing your shirt. Now the question is, what do I want you to do to me when you get home? So this is how it's going to go down. You're gonna get home. You're gonna throw your keys on the counter. And... you're gonna walk in your room and see me. You're gonna flick the light on and you're gonna be surprised and startled. But you're just going to greet me like an excited little pet, aren't you? Yeah, my tummy's rumbling. Or maybe. Oh, you know what? Oh, God, my stomach. It won't stop crumbling. I think what's going to happen is I'm going to fall asleep. I'm going to fall asleep. And when you come home, that'll wake me up, obviously. So I think you're going to surprise me as opposed to me surprising you. I think so. Fantasies come true. Absolutely.
I know you're gonna be so excited to see me. I think you'll slide up behind me. And I think you'll be flattered to see me wearing your t-shirt. Because it's short enough so it shows a lot of my legs. And even though I'm pretty short, I still have nice legs, so you can admire that. And then probably sneak up behind me and this is totally how it's gonna happen. I'm not crazy, I promise. Yeah, you can't resist sliding your hand over my thigh and down my leg. And I don't know if that'll wake me up. I'm pretty tired. I can do this. What do I want? I think you're going to reach around and play with my boobs because, let's face it, who doesn't like squeezing boobs? You like squeezing them and feeling their weight. Yes, you do. It's not at all weird. No. Of course I wriggle because touching my boobs turns me on and makes me wet. It really does. They're very sensitive. And I like when you do that. I love when you do that. I can feel how hard you are poking into my bum. It didn't take long, did it? No. That really does make me wet. I knew you'd be reaching around and feeling. See how wet I am. And you know how wet I am now. See, the fact that I broke into your house, or maybe just entered because I used the key, you've forgiven me because you get to have me spread on your bed instead. So what, we've only had 3 dates. I'm not a stalker. I feel so good to have you touch my clay like that. I don't want to come yet. I've been wondering about it for a couple weeks now. I would really enjoy taking your belt off and buttoning your pants in the delicious anticipation of pulling them down. Just imagining. And then seeing that strain against the fabric. And tease you. Do you want me to pull this down? Fuck. I knew I could make you hard. I had my doubts, but not anymore. My goodness. You're just for me, aren't you? Oh, that's so fucking sexy. I know that I did that. Yeah. I think I would probably spit on my hand just to make sure. That when I start stroking you, it feels amazing. That's okay, you can. I really like it when you make those noises. Yeah. Or even just quickening your breath. I like the idea of my hand making you feel this good. See, I knew you wanted me to go, you wanted to go out with me again. I did. Does this count as a date? Fuck. Stroking your dick is making me feel all tingly. Yeah, just thinking about what else we can do. Can I confess something to you? You won't laugh at me, right? I promise. Okay, this is really embarrassing, but I've thought about what it would be like for you to fuck me. Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. Is that so weird? Oh my god, it's so weird, isn't it? I'm so sorry. Yeah. Just thinking about. Yeah. Just rolling onto my back. You taking that hard fucking hog. Teasing. Teasing my wet clit. I knew. And that. Oh, that really fucking hot moment when you just hold it just at the entrance, like right before you push in, that moment where you're like, oh god, this is gonna feel so good. That delightful pressure when you push in. You don't know what it feels like to have a dick inside you, but oh, it's really exquisite. Oh god. Fuck. You have to go slow first. I'm really tight. It takes a minute for me to accommodate your girth. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Then you get. Fuck. Fuck me. Will you fuck me? Yeah. Watch you fuck me and squeeze my tits and look up at you. Yeah, when you start going faster. Yeah. Oh, it feels so good. I'm so glad you came home. And I just like enjoying this, enjoying the knowledge that you're finally fucking me. Feels so good. Feels so much better when you're inside me when I come. Oh yeah, my fucking pussy just like clenches around you. It makes it last so much longer. Inside me too, please. Fuck. You come inside me. You come with me. Yeah. Felt really good. I swear. I'm not a crazy stalker psycho. And here I am in your bed wearing your fucking t-shirt. Oh my god. I hope I didn't like fuck over my chances of another date. Well then, that was fun.